Do get them involved. One way to ensure that your tweens and teens not only understand the importance of a healthy meal but also enjoy it is to get them involved. Let them plan one meal a week, including grocery shopping, budgeting, and preparation. Not only will this make them more likely to appreciate your efforts, it will also teach them what to do as an adult. A lot of healthy kids end up overweight once they leave home due to not learning how to prepare healthy food. Don't criticize, judge, or threaten. One of the worst things you can do is be negative with your teenager around food. If they have nutritional issues, the whole family should work on it, not just the one child. If they're eating what you're offering and are still overweight, underweight, or have other problems surrounding food, you'll need to heal the entire house in a positive way. Don't have a do-what-I-say mentality. Kids don't really fall for this. If you smoke, your child has a much higher chance of smoking. If you eat an entire box of donuts every week, your child likely will too. If you have issues surrounding food, you will pass it on to your children if you aren't careful. The best way to teach children about food is to realize that they're going to do what you do, not what you say. Don't keep sweet drinks or artificial drinks around. Teenagers the world over are known to drink a lot of soda. The problem is, it's probably one of the leading causes of obesity. The best thing you can teach is to avoid drinking your calories. Make soda a special occasion drink, such as birthdays and holidays, or once a week movie night or game night. Don't stop them from preparing meals. When and if your tween or teen decides they'd like to prepare meals, let them. Guide them regarding budget and healthy food choices, but let them make it themselves. This will help them learn how to fix meals for themselves when they are on their own, which is going to happen sooner than you think. Don't encourage meal skipping. One thing that teens do often, especially girls, is to skip meals. The meals they most often skip are breakfast and lunch. The reason is due to time. Often girls are in a big hurry in the morning, and the lunch at school isn't very appetizing and it's not very long either. Even if you can only get your child to drink smoothies or eat fruit during these times, ensure that they consume something. Teenagers are a whole new territory, but even teenagers claim in polls that the most influential people in their lives are their parents. Next time, we'll look at the types of food you should eat or not eat when you have a cold. Subject: food do's and don'ts when you've got a cold. The age-old question of whether you feed a cold or starve a fever is often confusing. The truth is really that you should eat when you're hungry and always stay hydrated. Here are some more do's and don'ts that you should consider when you have a cold. Do eat more calories when you have a cold. To get better, your body needs more calories to fight off the cold. But of course, you don't need to stuff yourself. Just try eating a little bit every couple hours so that you'll have the caloric intake to fight off the cold. Do drink broth. You can drink any type of broth you feel like drinking while you're sick with a cold. Some people don't like broth. If you find it flavorless, try using stock instead. It is saltier, but it's okay for just this time with a cold. The important thing is to stay hydrated. Being hydrated will help your throat, help you process phlegm, and more. Do eat at regular intervals like normal. If you normally eat 3 meals a day and 2 snacks each day, try to stick to that schedule. This will help you ensure that you're eating enough calories by keeping track of the clock. If you are too sick to cook, don't be afraid to order in to ensure that you get enough food. Do eat smaller portions. Sometimes when you're sick, it can be hard to eat due to a stuffed nose or a sore throat. The food might hurt going down. In this case, you'll want to eat smaller portions of food to ensure that you can get something down. Just eat more often. Do eat fruit popsicles. To help you stay hydrated, a good fruit-based popsicle is good for you. Even though it has sugar in it, the extra calories will help you during your cold to get better faster. This works especially if you find it hard to get and you know you're likely not getting enough calories. Don't restrict food. That old saying mentioned earlier is just not true. Restricting food does not help you get better when you have a cold. Some people believe that water fasting will help due to improving digestion, but that's not true. If you want to, make green smoothies instead of fasting, so that you at least get the right nutrients. Don't eat junk. It's a big mistake to use a cold as an excuse to eat a bunch of junk. ordering a big cheesy pizza or eating a bag of chips or the entire leftover cake in the fridge because you feel too sick to prepare food is a terrible idea. The junk will just make you feel worse. Don't eat acidic foods. A lot of people think that drinking orange juice will help them fight off a cold, but the truth is that it might irritate your stomach. If you have a lot of sinus drainage already, which can cause stomach upset, you may want to avoid citrus, tomatoes, and other acidic foods. Don't eat fatty foods. Try to avoid fatty foods like fried foods, pizza with cheese, and hamburgers. Instead, focus on eating mostly carbs, veggies, and lean proteins. Fat is hard to digest, as are most meats, because they're often high in fat. Focusing on low-fat carb-rich soups, stews, and meals will help you more. The main point is that you should eat nutritionally dense foods, soups, and a lot of liquid when you are sick. It's the perfect time to break the eat your calories don't drink them rule by making smoothies too. These do's and don'ts may help you cope with your cold and get well faster. Remember to also take your vitamins while you're sick with a cold. Wash your hands a lot to avoid transmitting your cold to others and let people take care of you if they want to. Next time, we'll talk about what you can and can't eat when you have a stomach bug. Subject: Food do's and don'ts when you've had a stomach bug. When you have a stomach bug, it feels like the end of the world. You don't know if you have food poisoning or if you have the flu. It can be hard to tell sometimes. But people do get 24-hour stomach bugs all the time. If yours is lasting longer than 24 hours or you have a fever over 102 degrees Fahrenheit, seek medical attention. Do drink lots of clear liquids. Clear liquids are the best choice when you are sick with a stomach bug. Whether you have diarrhea or you're throwing up or both, clear liquids will help hydrate you and also give you some calories and nutrition to help you get better. Do eat healthy carbohydrates. We're always told not to eat carbs, but complex carbs are good for you. Rice, potatoes, whole grains like rye bread, oatmeal, and vegetables are good choices. These foods will provide energy and help your stomach feel better. Do suck on ice chips or popsicles. You need to stay hydrated, especially if you're sick with diarrhea or vomiting. In fact, if you get too dehydrated, you can end up with a secondary problem called dehydration, which also causes stomach pain, vomiting, and diarrhea. Do eat lean protein. If you do feel up to it, try adding a little lean protein to your food. For example, skinless lean chicken breast or legumes added to your soup will help you get extra calories without adding too much fat to your already upset tummy. Do eat garlicky foods. A natural antibiotic, adding garlic to your broth is a great way to give yourself an added boost to get over your illness faster. Garlic can also actually heal the stomach so that you can get better faster. Don't drink caffeine, coffee, soda. The problem with caffeine is that it can cause some people to experience contractions that cause them to defecate. When you already have a stomach bug, you don't want anything encouraging more of that. Don't eat or drink dairy products. When you are already sick, trying to eat dairy products can make your tummy troubles much worse. The reason is that dairy is already hard to digest for some adults and children. Don't eat spicy or greasy food. While spicy food can help with a cold if you have a stuffed nose, it's not a good idea to eat it or fatty foods when you already have diarrhea. You really don't want to experience the runs when you've eaten spicy food. You also don't want to throw up spicy food because it will cause you more pain and damage. Don't force yourself to eat. While you do want to try to eat, if you can't stop vomiting, it's best to give your system a rest. Don't starve yourself on purpose. Try eating popsicles, broth, rice, mashed potatoes, without dairy, and foods that are easy on your tummy before giving up. Eating bananas can also help. Don't drink alcohol. Alcohol can irritate your digestive system, which is the last thing you want when you have a stomach bug. The stomach bug is never fun. It can ruin your entire week. But you can make yourself get better faster if you eat regularly, get plenty of fluids, and rest. Next time we'll focus on the do's and don'ts regarding food when you're feeling blue. Subject: Food do's and don'ts when you're feeling low. One of the most dangerous times for anyone when it comes to maintaining their diet is when they are feeling low. Emotions can really mess with your willpower. But, there are things that you can do to avoid falling for emotional traps and ruining your diet. Thankfully, you can improve your diet and feel better. Do, eat foods rich in tryptophan. Tryptophan is a precursor to serotonin, the feel-good hormone. Eating foods high in tryptophan can help you get better sleep at night, which can improve your mood during the day. Foods with tryptophan include seeds, nuts, legumes, soybeans, meat, fish, dairy, and eggs. Do, eat food high in B12 and folate. It can be difficult to find food high in B12 today because the traditional foods such as meat, fish, soy and so forth often are also depleted. The best course of action is to get a blood test to ensure that you have plenty of vitamin B12 in your body. As for folate, that's easier to get. Just eat a lot of leafy greens, veggies, beans, and avocado. Do, eat food high in vitamin D. A deficiency of vitamin D can contribute to depression, low feelings, and even body pain. This is another situation where you should get your levels checked and, if needed, supplement. The best way to get vitamin D is from the sun, but food like tuna and salmon have a lot too. Plus, fortified dairy and dairy substitutes, as well as cereal, also have plenty. Do, eat lots of antioxidants. Antioxidants enable your body to fight off free radicals and are a very important part of your diet. But, they are plentiful too, so it's not hard to get enough if you eat a wide variety of plant-based food. Wild berries, artichokes, kidney beans, and even dark chocolate have antioxidants. Do, eat foods rich in complex carbs. Green veggies, starchy veggies, lentils, and whole grains are all high in complex carbs. Remember that your brain needs glucose to work properly. Your brain only burns glucose, not fat and not protein. Therefore, avoid eating a low-carb diet that requires that you give up healthy complex carbs. Don't eat added sugar. When you're feeling low, it's tempting to stuff yourself with sugary snacks and desserts. They do make us feel good for a short time. But, there is always a crash after. Therefore, avoid eating added sugar, especially when you're feeling low. That doesn't mean you can't have something sweet like fruit. It only means not to eat processed added sugar. Don't eat artificial sweeteners. A study at Northwestern University by Dr. Ralph Walton showed that for people who are already feeling low, ingesting aspartame caused their depression symptoms to worsen. Therefore, it makes sense to avoid all artificial sweeteners. If you need to add something sweet, try honey, maple syrup, molasses, stevia, or fruit. Don't drink alcoholic beverages. The reason you should not drink alcohol when you're feeling low is that alcohol is a depressant. You might feel temporarily better while you're intoxicated, but it will make the situation much worse. Just avoid it while you're low, or at least limit it severely. Don't eat fried foods. Fatty food will make you feel heavy and more depressed than you already feel. You may be thinking about eating comfort foods, and often those are the fatty foods. French fries, country fried steak, and so forth sound like a good idea at the time. But, after you always feel more low and depressed. Don't eat fast food. Sometimes when you're low, you feel too tired to cook. But, avoid the drive-thru like the plague. If you must eat out, find a good place to eat that offers fresh food, salads, and fruit plates. This course of action really will make you feel better. If you find that you're feeling low for a long period and not just a few days, make it a priority to seek some professional help. Diet alone can't cure every problem, but it can help avoid making it worse. Next time, we'll look at what to eat and not eat when you're feeling stressed. Subject: Food do's and don'ts when you're feeling stressed. When you are experiencing stress in life, you might be tempted to stuff a Twinkie in your mouth to give yourself a quick sugar high, but that would be a big mistake. Sugar may give you a boost for a moment, but you will crash and feel even more stressed out afterwards. Plus, during the time you're stimulated, you may even feel more stressed out. Do, eat turkey. Foods with tryptophan can calm you down and make you feel better, and turkey is particularly tryptophan rich. Avoid high fat by taking the skin off and eating white meat. Stick to one serving and eat it during your normal meals to avoid eating too many calories. Do, eat lean beef. This is another food with tryptophan that can help you get some calm into your life. Follow the same rules. Eat only one serving. A serving size of meat is about the size of the palm of your hand. Prepare it by braising it or broiling it, without adding extra fat or butter to it. Do, eat whole grain bread. So many people today are afraid to eat carbohydrates. But, your body needs complex carbs to feed your brain. If you are feeling stressed out, eating some whole grain bread can help feed your brain and make you feel better. Don't eat the whole loaf, just add a serving to your meals or spread peanut butter on it for a snack or breakfast. Do, eat salmon. Salmon is rich in omega-3s, which is also brain food. Since emotions like stress center in the brain, eating a diet rich in omega-3s can help. Incidentally, salmon is also high in tryptophan. Do, eat Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is higher in protein than regular yogurt. Avoid the ones with added sugar. Instead, choose plain Greek yogurt and add fresh fruit, a little honey or maple syrup and eat a serving every day to help you get enough calcium, protein, and nutrients. Don't drink coffee. Some people are very sensitive to caffeine. If you're experiencing a high level of stress, try eliminating any beverages with caffeine. Caffeine can cause you to be shakier, moodier, and just more stressed out in general. Don't eat candy. Stressed out people sometimes crave sugar. But, it's the worst thing you can eat. Try eating whole grain bread, cereal, or fruit instead of sugar when you get a craving. You'll be glad you did, because eating sugar can cause problems with your blood sugar levels, making you even more stressed. Don't drink alcohol. Alcohol is a depressant and might seem like a good choice when you are experiencing stress. It can slow you down, but the boomerang effect of alcohol isn't worth it. Instead, you want to avoid anything that will deliver a big punch to your blood sugar too fast. Don't eat processed food. Sometimes nothing sounds more satisfying than a big bag of potato chips or a big box of sugary popped corn or even a frozen pizza. But the fact is, eating processed food is not good for you. The chemicals in the food can add to your stress levels by affecting your health. Plus, it's too easy to overeat. Don't eat ice cream. Eating a combination of sugar and fat, and salt in some cases, seems like a dream concoction that always makes you feel better, right? Sure, maybe for the short term. But in the long term, you can end up in a cycle of stress eating which can make you overweight and unhealthy. It's not worth it. You can't beat all stress through food, but you can avoid adding to your stress by making poor food choices. Next time, we'll talk about food do's and don'ts while you're on holiday. Subject: food do's and don'ts when you're on holiday. A vacation is a time to live out your dreams and try new things. And you can try new things and have a good experience if you're careful. Just don't bother eating things that you know give you problems so that you can enjoy your vacation. Do, try local food. One of the great things about traveling is the ability to try local food. Food is part of every single culture. You never know what new and healthy food you may discover along the way. You don't want to visit any place and miss out on whatever food they're famous for making. Do, share with your family. You can cut down on calories of even the most decadent food by sharing it with your family. Remember, you're trying the food, sampling if you will, there is no need to eat it all. Get one dish and share it with the family and order healthy food to fill up on. Do, drink fresh filtered water. When you're in a new place, even if it's just a new city or estate, you need to be careful about drinking unfiltered tap water. Instead, drink filtered or bottled water while you're on vacation to avoid getting any type of intestinal bacteria that can ruin your entire holiday. Do, eat fine desserts. It's important that you do eat at least one dessert that makes the holiday awesome. Don't eat something that isn't made in a great way, though. Why waste your taste buds on a boxed cake or frozen pie? Instead, focus on eating the best dessert possible, or skip it if nothing like that exists. Do, forget about calories. When you're on holiday, it's not really the time to count every single calorie. You can use good planning to stay within range, but don't ruin your entire holiday by stressing over every single bit of food you put in your mouth. If you eat right most of the time, indulging a little during the holiday is fine. Don't eat too much sodium. The one thing you do want to watch when you're on holiday when it comes to food is salt, sodium. Eating more sodium than you're used to can mess with your vacation by causing you to swell up and feel bloated. When you do eat something high in sodium, have just a taste and drink extra water. Don't eat stuff you can get at home. What's the point of eating bagged potato chips when you can eat them at home? Don't waste your holiday doing the same old things. Instead, if you can go to a place that makes homemade chips, eat those. Don't be afraid to try new things. Going to another country can sometimes bring out food fears from childhood. But it's important to try new things. One way to be safe is to stick to cooked plant-based food. Even if it's street food, it will be safer. Don't gorge yourself. No matter how good things are that you choose to eat, never overeat. Eating past the point of satiation can cause a lot of problems, including weight gain. Worse, when you're on vacation, you don't want to feel stuffed and bloated because you want to be able to do a lot of walking. Don't have regrets. No matter how well or badly you do while you're on holiday, it's important to ensure that you have no regrets. Set up a plan, and whether you succeed or fail, enjoy your holiday. Eating when you're on holiday is part of enjoying a new culture or experiencing your roots. Don't be so strict on yourself that you leave the vacation feeling unsatisfied. When you get home, get right back on your normal diet, and any damage done will be reversed in no time. Remember that eating right is a compound effect over time, and every single moment doesn't have to be perfect.